Petition number 20254, Reel 4.
Well, when we arrived there, I was asked to run the sergeant's mess, which was a cafe in Vienna itself, in the British zone. So there was a Romanian couple that ran the cafe, and we had decent billets. I had a decent billet, and there was a lot of girls came across looking for jobs. And to be in the British zone, because the Russian zone was terrible for them. Very bad, it was.
In what way?
In what way that the Russians, they would rape a girl of 12 or 10. And so if they could, they came across, any job would do them to get in the British zone, or the American zone, or French. The Russians were really terrible. They really were. And so I had a good staff. And I used to go into the Russian zone to get the beer twice a week. There was a brewery just outside Vienna. And I used to go twice a week with a big armoured car, white armoured car, which is open, an open car. And the Russians always stopped us. They always stopped us because there was lines and lines of Model T Ford lorries and there no petrol, all Russian. There were no petrol. And there were... I don't know if it was the same regiment, probably was, probably the same officer, but he used to stop us, wave his pistol about, where's your petrol? We ain't got any. You must have. If we find any, you've had it, you know, really threatening and that. And they used to search the car, no petrol. Let us go. We collected the beer, come back. Not once did one of them think of looking inside the hood. You know, they had a big canvas hood. When you folded it down, you could get a jerry can inside. Never looked in there, not once. And I used to go into the town, order opera tickets, because of course there was a lot of opera then. Anything like that now is included. So I saw quite a lot of things, and it really was nice. And we had Christmas there, and we had... in the sergeant's mess, and it really was different somehow. I don't know why. They maybe celebrate it different to us. I think they did it the day before, actually, their Christmas, the Viennese. But yeah, it was very nice. And
so you went to the opera?
Oh yes, yeah. And
what did you say?
Carmen, Barbara Seville, Rigoletto, Dodd. Quite a lot, actually, because we were there for a full month. Yeah.
Was there any black market then?
I would assume so, but we didn't go in there because we had our issue from Napa, you know, like that, you see. The beer, I went and collected the beer, that's all that we bought outside, that I know. Oh, we used to get a lot of logs in. I used to take logs around the billets for the demoed stoves and that. It was, yeah, if being in the forces, like, I could say it was the best time of being in the forces for that respect, because it was pleasant. It was pleasant. Ride on the trams. Yeah. And from there, we were put into another regiment, North Irish Horse, and went down to Dusseldorf.
What was that regiment like?
Well, it had been with us in Africa, but when we got to join them at Wolfsburg, it was in Austria, and we went down to Dusseldorf, there were too many youngsters in it who'd just come straight across into a unit where most of the men had been in 4 years, non-stop near enough, fighting. Maybe the odd month away, like we did in Egypt, to get refitted. And we had quite a few run-ins with one in particular in our room. As I said, we all mixed together, so our sergeants and corporals were all in the one room. And this young corporal come in and Oh, did he not? Why don't you stand to attention when a CO, NCO comes into the room? And he was going off, you know, never seen out like it. One of our sergeants stood up in the end, and he really tore a strip off him. And we never got troubled anymore, but by the way, they were too keen. All right, good enough, they weren't going to have to fight over it, you know, they weren't have to go into fight, but they didn't give anything to them who had been fighting. We left Dusseldorf and
what
went...
What was the occupation of... Were you there in Dusseldorf for very long?
Yeah, well, it was in the aircraft... flag barracks, they called it. The anti-aircraft barracks. I don't know. A month.
How did the Dusseldorf compare with Vienna?
Well, Dusseldorf was... It's on the river, of course. And there was quite a few cafes and that they could go in, but I never really saw Dusseldorf as itself. Well, it was all wrecked anyhow, you know. All the places we come through were wrecked in Europe. And we went down to, I don't know, 53rd Division to put us in then, because we were all being demobbed, sort of thing.
How did you get on with the Germans in Dusseldorf?
We didn't mix with them. Didn't mix with them, really, at all.
But you had mixed with the Viennese?
Yes, yeah.
So why was there a difference?
I don't know, because in Dusseldorf, I can't really say why. We was in a barracks. That might have had something to do with it. Although they were in barracks in Vienna. They was in the Meidling barracks. No, I couldn't say. I honestly couldn't say what the difference was, but there was. And from Dusseldorf, we went to... it's a well-known place where troops go now. To the 53rd Welsh Division. And from there I came home. I was, the company that I worked with, repairing roofs, before I was called up, asked for me out, and you got an early release, like, and I went with them.
How do you feel now about having served at the Recce Regiment in the Second World War?
Well, if we had to serve at all, that was the regiment to be with. And the division to be with, that's the main thing, the division. Because everybody, it didn't matter who you were. You know, if you had a battle axe on, I mean, I came home on leave, on this month's leave, went in a pub at Green Lane there, just across the river. And chap just looked, the landlord actually came across. He said, St. Jake, Dave? I said, yeah. He said, my lad is. And he just turned to one of the barman or somebody, and he said, give him what I want all night, don't charge him. No, so this is the sort of thing that was through the division, though. You all relied on each other. And then I tell you who was in our division, strangely it seems. He's just dad, singer, and Rolly Polly.
Harry Seacombe.
Harry Seacombe, yeah. He come to the last reunion. He was ill then, though. Yeah, him and the others of that gang.
Spike Milligan?
Spike Milligan, he was wireman. Yeah, they made a good concert party up.
Did you go to that concert party?
Yes, I went to one in Modena, I think, or somewhere right north in Italy, when things had eased down a bit and we were waiting for winter to dry up and get going again, you know. And... yeah, it was in an opera house there that they did it. 78 did concert party.
And did Seacombe and Milligan...
They were all there, yeah. I can't think of the others were now, but... Yeah, and what I remember, and why I remember that place, was the roof itself. It opened in two halves and rolled back, which is something I'd never seen before. So you can imagine the smoke, tobacco smoke. Yeah.